This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There are many, many more important things to be talking about in this world than my getting fired from Fox News. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. Why do people, Kevin, you say that, it's like it's no big deal. It isn't a big deal. I've been tweeting about it. Yeah, since I got fired from Fox News, blah, blah, blah. People think, oh, why would you share that? Well, it's they put it out there. So what? You get fired from a job. Did I get fired because I'm not good at my job? No. I got fired because Fox News doesn't have the guts to stand on principle and say to people, you know, those are Kevin's opinions. We bring him on for his opinions occasionally. We can't, you know, we're not going to look at everything that this guy says and make it part of us. You know, they could have said a thousand things that put it off on me. I'm happy to take the brunt of it, but they didn't. And that's their prerogative. I'll be honest, I don't watch Fox much. I've seen the shows. I hate to say this, most of them are boring to me. The only reason why we do stick with Fox is because there at least are some conservatives over there. Sean Hannity, great guy. Tucker Carlson, great guy. Martha McCallum, lovely lady. Staunch conservatives. And there are others. Brent Hume's a friend of mine. I mean, I've got lots of friends over there, including the management team, who made the decision. And you know what? I'm not mad at any of them. I wish them nothing but success. However, I believe America is looking for something else. They're looking for something different. They're looking for somebody willing to tell the truth. That's just me. I believe that in all my heart. And so, for the time being, I've got this. I mean, I'll put it to you this way. We've got the radio show. We want to expand it. But, you know, we got to make some tough decisions because, obviously, I've taken an economic hit. And we'll see where this goes. But for the time being, what I will deliver here on this radio show is the truth. And here's something one of my friends said to me. He texts me, says, Kevin, he goes, man, you got a pretty good instinct about stuff. He says, what's going to happen when they find out a little bit more about Blasey Ford, and it vindicates you? And I said, I just put my hands up and said, you and I both know when you are on the side of righteousness and you've looked at this situation clearly, I will be vindicated. And is Fox going to come crawling back? No, they didn't come crawling back when I got vindicated about the FBI. I mean, they you know, pilloried me. Oh, Kevin Jackson says the FBI could be going after Trump and all kinds of crazy. And I was like, first of all, I didn't say that. But what I did say is there's a spectrum of things. It could be harmless FBI doing nothing, or it could be a very sinister plot against Trump. And it could be all of the above. Are you saying the FBI would dare do something like that? I'm not saying they would. I'm saying they could. I was very clear about that and have never been back on outnumbered since because they don't want the controversy. Well, good for them. But I think the show suffers. I don't find it that entertaining. I personally don't like I don't like the format. I think Harris Faulkner is amazing, but Sandra. But for the most part, I could care less about the rest of it. I'm glad they brought Katie on. But Marie Barf and some of these other women, and the discussion never really gets to the core. It doesn't go to the guttural thing that we are thinking out there. And if you notice, if you ever go back and look at clips where I was on, I always go, you know, the majority of American people are thinking about this. Because they're talking policy. What D.C. and New York tend to do is they tend to look at things and say, let's satisfy the wonks. In other words, let's satisfy the critics, the people that review the movies. Let's not make a movie that's entertaining where people are going to go, I thoroughly enjoyed the experience. They want to, you know, do something. Oh, let's satisfy these wonks because it'll make people go, ooh, look at Fox. They're amazing people or whatever. And I say, no, the audience is the people. They want to know. What do we think all this is going to, how's it all going to matter to us in the end? So anyway, I was never back on because of that. And, you know, as I've said many times, I felt like I was on the shelf. So it frees me up. We'll see what happens. Am I going to be able to do more with it? We'll see. It's up to you guys. But I tell you this, I've got to get, you know, sponsorships and support of people that say, Kevin, we want your voice out there. We want you to be there, and we're going to help you do it. And it's funny because the first thing that came to my head when the suckers fired me was, you know what? I'm so glad I don't have sponsors on my radio show. Now, that's a weird thought, isn't it? I didn't think, oh, my God, what's going to happen? Is my world going to crumble the way all these stupid leftists are like, oh, Kevin's going to crumble. We got him. Ooh, we defeated him. You didn't defeat anything, you bunch of clowns. Are you kidding me? Didn't defeat me. We weren't deflated at the Team Black Sphere for a second. Team KJ, we roll with the punches. We're deflated. I was immediately out tweeting off. Forget you guys. I don't care what you can attack me all you want. I work for myself, and I'm doggone good at it. I work harder than anybody else, and occasionally I actually work smarter, and we will be fine. So, but my first thing was, if I had sponsors in radio, do you know what would happen? They'd be gone. They'd be, well, Kevin, I'm afraid we're going to have to let you go, blah, blah, blah. So it's funny, you know, you're not making any money. I mean, we're not making any money in radio. And my first thought was, woo, it would be one thing to lose that income. But what if I was generating a ton of income from sponsors? What would I do? Now, flip that and ask yourself, what happens if I was, you know, getting money from the grassroots and you guys said, yeah, I'm kicking $2 a month, let Kevin's radio show. You would be strengthening your resolve. You would be, I only give him $2. I think I'm going to give him $3 this month, you know. And whatever it is that you're doing, you'd be helped. Because you know why? You'd see it as, I need to help this guy. Somebody's like, Kevin, we need to do a GoFundMe. I said, don't do that, because then people are going to go, oh, whoa, it's Kevin. He's asking for a GoFundMe. That's what leftists do, is do GoFundMes. But what I will tell you is this. If you like what we do, you should be out there looking for ways to get us help in some sort of way. Now, I've been saying this for the better part of 10 years. Because we can't do this by ourselves. But I will tell you, I was so happy not to have sponsors. They would have fired me. You won't fire me for speaking the truth. You'll be out there cheering. You go, Kev, you go. I could go message after message. You know, I got thousands of these bot traffic things. And I talked a little bit about it the other day. But I got hundreds of real messages from real people saying, Kevin, you were so right. You are so right. Keep at it, man. We are behind you 100%, blah, blah, blah. That's what I got. That's what strengthens us. I mean, my resolve was already there, but, I mean, that's what drove us to work harder. Anyway, I got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It was Euripides that said, when a good man is hurt, all who would be called good must suffer with him. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Good Man is Hurt. Okay, good man. I try to be. I feel like I am. Good friend, good, you know, significant other, good father, you know, failed at all of it to some degree because, you know, what, we can't be perfect at it. Staunch conservative, good American, some would even say great American. Suffer with me? I don't know that we suffer. The situation with Fox is a bad situation, but there's no reason for us to suffer. We know what Fox is about. Many of you have said, Kevin, I love you on Fox. I'm going to stop watching. I'm not telling you guys what to do. I will be honest with you, I told you earlier, I'm not a big Fox watcher. I do watch it occasionally, but they're just as tedious at times for me. The only thing that I can say is that I don't get to where I want to always throw my shoe at the TV. Maybe it's the shows that I choose and the people that I watch, because I'll watch Harris, I'll watch Sean from time to time. Tucker tends to come on right around the time where I'm sitting in front of the TV for some reason. But generally speaking, I'm not watching anything too closely because I have to work my butt off. Oh, man, lots going on. I mentioned that the first thought for me when I was fired was I'm glad I didn't have any radio sponsors because I couldn't imagine taking two economic hits that would be that big. But I will say this, it made me think about the level of what we do and how we ask for support, and it's clear to me that it is 100% necessary not to have the type of sponsorship that will abandon you. We can never be beholden to the pressures of sponsors because leftists will do what they do. Let me tell you, it was funny. I don't know if I told you guys this. When I made that tweet, some guy saw it and he sent a note to me. He says, hang on, call me some name and said, you're about to be fired from Fox. And then they got that boiler room that attacked Fox. It just went, at Fox News and made it appear as though millions of people hated me. I mean, you got to see it. I've written a post about it to show you they make fake accounts and then they attack your sponsors, in this case, Fox. And Fox obliged. They succumb to it. I don't know what level of sophistication they have, but they get bombarded and say, oh, look at this guy. He's calling women skanks or whatever. And oh, they don't want it in context. Even when I talk to Fox and put it into context, and quite frankly, they agreed, they still made their move because it's their, corporate policy and they give you all this other nonsense. Fine. But it proved to me that, as bad as it is where I'm like, we got to pay for our radio show and all that. There's a part of me that goes, well, at least we didn't take that hit. I don't know what we could have done had we been going out really looking for sponsors, but we could have been, it's like, when these guys decide they want to go after you, how do you know what your sponsor is going to do? It's out of your control. But what's not out of my control are the people that love my work. So I'm going to tell you, we will be putting together something that says, help us keep this thing going because I don't want to be beholden to them. I got a note from a lady, and here's what she said. Words cannot express how pissed off I am about the decision that Fox News made. I know, she says, used to be free speech, still carries consequence. But how can there be a consequence that harsh and over the top when nothing you said was anywhere remotely as bad as what I see routinely from the left on every social media platform? You didn't say that all women are lying skanks. You can find it to the same three women that half of America feels exactly the same about. I hear Kavanaugh being called a liar and far worse every 10 seconds on CNN. That's not on Twitter. That's on CNN. So it's all bets are off when it comes to maligning any man, no matter how decent and honorable he may be. But woe be to anyone who dare even mildly assail any woman in any way, no matter how warranted the criticism is. This is no longer America, Mr. Jackson, and I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry that you, of all people, had to be a victim of the fallout of this new but horrible politically correct culture. You do not deserve what has happened. It is wrong. And Fox News is clearly being run by fools now because you've always been, in my estimation, among the top 10 guests who appear on television. If I hear you're in the lineup, I make sure I stay seated and tuned in and turn in the recorder. I think she meant turn on. If I have to leave. This pisses me off more than I can say. Well, I appreciate the sentiment, and I agree. Like I said, the producers at Fox, they love my commentary, but if they feel like they can get that from somebody else, get it. But let me tell you, think about what people are thinking at Fox and elsewhere when they go on and how you have to think, okay, I mean, it was funny. One of my friends who's a guest, my first warning to him was, make sure you're not tweeting it, because he'll probably be a contributor. And I'm like, just make sure you cover your bases because you can't say what you want to say when you work for them. And that's why, honestly, I want to be part of a network where we tell the truth. And I believe that's going to crush any network that's squelching the real truth. I think they're going to get crushed. And I think I'll be a part of that. Wanda told me this story. My son is a gunnery sergeant in the Marines. And early on, his girlfriend at the time had sent him a laptop for his birthday while he was deployed. They later broke up, and her mother wanted the laptop back, and was mad and told the local police that my son raped her daughter. This was all over a freaking laptop. My son was in on leave, and he went to the police himself, and an investigator came to our house. They discovered her mother was lying after putting my son through hell for a week. This could have ruined his career, his top secret clearance, because he's an intel. This whole Kavanaugh circus makes me sick, and I'm in total agreement. These women are skanks. I'm so sorry that Fox did what they did to you. Keep up the good fight. So look, again, I think women are spectacular. Conservative women, you are amazing. And I always put that conservative thing on there because if you're a leftist woman and you can believe in the nonsense that's over there, you can believe that women are being kept down by men. You can believe that men are misogynist and keep their foot on your necks. And you can believe in this Me Too farce that is happening with men on your side of the aisle, not with us. And I'm not exonerating men on our side. We can do some bad things ourselves. But for the most part, 98% of the crap that women go through is from the very men that they support. I'm taking no credit for it. I exalt women. I love strong, powerful, good women. I love them as wives. I love them as executives. I love them as just plain old little girls frolicking in the meadow. But what I don't like is what leftist women that I've been around, the ones who raise their kids to be hooligans, the ones that raise their kids to be snowflakes that are ready to go off at anything, the ones that will cheat, connive, and steal in order to bring men down, the misandrist, yeah, I have no respect for them. And I don't have any problem saying it either. So again, I'm not going to be focused on this today, but I just want to cover some, especially Ford's past.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Two pieces of mail delivered to the Pentagon mail facility on Monday have initially tested positive for ricin. That's according to a top U.S. defense official. The mail facility is in a separate building, and once the two pieces of mail tested positive, they were placed into quarantine. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell spoke today at the 60th Annual National Association for Business Economics meeting. One of the things he addressed was the increase in wages.
The rise in wages is broadly consistent with observed rates of price inflation and labor productivity, and therefore does not point to an overheating labor market. Further, higher wage growth alone need not be inflationary. The late 1990s episode of low unemployment saw wages rising faster than inflation plus productivity growth without an appreciable rise in inflation.
Amazon today announced they would be raising the minimum wage to pay all of their U.S. workers $15 an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, to go in the Wayback Machine. Oh, my goodness. Remember when men were innocent? And the accuser was the one that was put on trial. Oh, yeah. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. It's funny to watch leftists eat crow. And they had a heap in helping as Christine Blasey Ford lied repeatedly. Yeah, she lied. Anybody that wants to look at this objectively knows that she lied. With scant evidence of the event that she described even happening, much less that Kavanaugh was involved, Democrats cry that Kavanaugh doesn't deserve the presumption of innocence. And further, they bestowed sainthood on the accuser, a drunk party girl with a sketchy memory. But here's more irony. Democrats have asked for this FBI investigation. And as part of the investigation, I would believe that the FBI needs to look into Christine Blasey Ford, but as it turns out, they scrubbed her social media accounts, and we'll get more into that in a bit. So we got no real understanding during the congressional investigation as to Ford's past. As Republicans had a woman ask questions, she tiptoed around Blasey's, you know, part of this thing. She just kind of, well, what about this and what about that, and sort of tried to maneuver this testimony. No sense gaining perspective about Blasey's own history during the time in question, particularly as it related to her sexual partners or proclivities. Think anybody might describe Blasey, or I think that's the way they pronounce her name, as easy? Think any of the schoolboys back in that era might go, oh yeah, she was pretty loose. You know, that was the lexicon they used when I was growing up. Easy. Oh, man, she's easy. Oh, that girl loose. Right? You know anybody like that? You go to school with anybody like that? Do you tangentially or anecdotally know of somebody like that? Because let me tell you something. Most of the people I don't know how big your school is, but it really doesn't matter. Most of the people in the school know the people that I'm talking about. They know the girl that has that reputation. And they used to go, oh, yeah, she got a reputation. Now, when they said that, they weren't saying she's a scholar or she's a great athlete. When they said she's got a reputation, finger quotes, right? You knew what that meant. So this idea that Kavanaugh is the one, so you would think, oh, yeah, Kavanaugh's got a reputation. He's got a reputation of, you know, gathering up all these girls and you know, having these big parties with them. And, oh, and they're pulling them in the vans and putting you know, doping their drinks with verhypnol or putting, what they call it, the stuff they put over your face. But anyway, that stuff to knock you out, that's what Kavanaugh was doing. As he was being an amazing athlete and an amazing student and a pretty good friend to lots of people. Lots of girls who backed him up and said, no, man, this dude was amazing. But we don't know what Blasey for. I mean, we do. I'm going to cover that in a whole other section because I did some research on her. Because one of my buddies said, Kevin, don't feel bad, man. You might be vindicated. And I'm thinking, I ain't might be vindicated. I will be vindicated. I don't need to be vindicated for the record. There's nothing to vindicate. I said, somebody said, oh, Kevin, hold your chin up, you know, just because you said something. I didn't say anything wrong. What do you mean I said something wrong? I call people what they are. I know what the words are. I'm a wordsmith, a writer, a speaker. I know exactly what words mean. There are people that have used far worse words. They had Snoop Dogg on. He was talking about B's and H's. You know, I'll just use witches and crows. Okay, you know what I'm saying. And you know what he said? They said, how would you like your daughter? Yeah, this is what some girl asked me. How would you like your mother or your grandmother call that? And I go, look, if my mother or grandmother behaved like that, I would be the one to tell you, yeah, when my mom was a youngster, this is the way she was. She was loose. She was easy. She was considered this. I wouldn't be running from it. Look, my father was a stick-up man who watched and brought a boy home to rape my aunt, his sister. If I can tell you that, don't you think I can tell you other stuff about my family? What do you people, I mean, these leftists, they think, oh, I'm not running from anything. I wrote a book about this. They're out there, oh, yeah, I never use that. They all have said, they've said what I've said and far worse. Anyway, they asked Snoop this, and he says, hey, I'm just going to tell you, there's girls out there, that is what they are. Do you think he's losing any business or any stature or whatever? He's using words that I've never used, I mean, not in a tweet or anything like that. I'll talk about it from the standpoint of rappers and all that, but he's right. But it's amazing to me how people want to suddenly have their sensibilities about themselves. Oh, man. So, look, if you went to high school, the likelihood is you probably, and for the record, I keep coming back to this. I don't care what these girls did with their body. I remember one time I was in school, and there was a girl who had the reputation of being loose, and she had one of these little pencil things, you know, that had her pencils in it, but she had notes in there. And she turned her back, and I sneaked it off of her desk and got a couple of notes, and then put it back. Excuse me, I put it back. And then when she looked up at me, I kind of, you know, smirking, and I said, hey, got one of your notes? And she's like, give me back my notes. And her eyes got really big. And I read the note, and it was about all the, you know, sex she was having with this one boy and this, that, and the other. And I was like, whoa. And she was, Kevin, you got to give me my note back. You got to give me my note back, which I gave her notes back. But, you know, it validated what people were saying about her for sure. But it didn't matter to me. It's like, I mean, I already knew. And I was like, here's your note, you know, okay, you know, and we're friends to this day. But she had that reputation. But what possible bearing could Blasey's past have on the subject? When we're only supposed to believe the woman, right? But there was a time when Democrats believed the man, no matter what. And it was only a scant two decades ago when a man sought higher office. And see, Bill Clinton didn't want to be a Supreme Court justice. He wanted to be the leader of the free world. And what's funny is when I was talking to one of my friends who's he calls himself a moderate, but he's a lefty. And he says to me, well, Kevin, you've got to go back and look at everything when you're making a consideration about a Supreme Court. And I go, really? So did you say that with Bill Clinton? Pretty interesting. Clinton's history was fraught with problems, folks. There was no doubt that Bill Clinton had a litany of sexual escapades, sexual abuse accusers longer than a giraffe's neck. Many women with legitimate claims against the presidential candidate, and even more after he took office. If I recall correctly, Bill Clinton even had to pay out, like, was it $800,000 or so? I know it was close to $1 million to Paula Jones once her story was verified. Jennifer Flowers had recordings of Clinton plotting with her to keep a lid on things. Truth be told, who honestly knows? And Bill Clinton doesn't. The number of women Bill Clinton bedded while married to Hillary, worse yet, how many he raped or otherwise abused. I just think about that. This is a dude that's got a history of it. The guy who believed himself to be bulletproof became governor. Can you imagine the power of the governor and a guy like Clinton wielding that power with women? Back when Clinton got caught with Jennifer Flowers, he went on 60 Minutes and he wowed him. And here's what he said. I've acknowledged causing pain in my marriage. Now, he and Hillary denied that he had an affair with Jennifer Flowers, even though he had. And it's been proven he had it, but they both went on there and they lied. And they credited this interview with Clinton becoming president because the Democrats were impressed. They were surprised and impressed by how he kept this composure through the crisis. They were surprised and impressed by how well the man could lie through his teeth. Now, when Jennifer Flowers saw the interview, she was livid. She said, I saw a side of Bill that I've never seen before. He is absolutely lying. This man had a 12-year affair with her. And he's lying about it. Now, just like with Bill Clinton, leftists see what they want to see in Ford's testimony. They're not seeing these obvious lies. And when it was discovered that Clinton was as crass to get, I'll put it delicately, fellatio in the Oval Office from an intern, leftist women yelled, it's his private life. But leading up to the Lewinsky affair, Clinton accosted a lifelong friend's wife, friend of his as well, Kathleen Willey, when she visited him in a time of need. She was looking for a job. She was down and out. And Bill Clinton didn't feel sympathy. He groped her. He felt her. He tried to use that position because that is his character. Now, here's what I'm talking about. This is not some little forays here and there. This is a history, a bona fide history of womanizing at every level. At every level, taking advantage of women. What do the left do? Nothing. It's his life. It's his private life. But compare that, juxtapose it with Kavanaugh, and see if you think it's fair.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Remember when men were believed. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Men were believed. Women were not. Bill Clinton days. Democrats would have walked through fire. They would have walked on razor blades for Bill Clinton, and they did. All the bona fide cases of indiscretion at best and downright criminal activity at worst. And who gets the witch hunt? Brett Kavanaugh. This buddy of mine I was talking about earlier, who calls himself a moderate, but he's a lefty. He had the nerve to say to me, well, Kavanaugh presents himself as a choir boy. I said, really? I go, Kavanaugh said he drank in high school, which, by the way, so did we. He and I went to high school together, me and my buddy. I said, so did we. I said, let me ask you this. Put your life up against his and tell me, do you think you would want to go through that scrutiny? And he's saying, well, I'm not trying to be the Supreme Court justice. I go, it doesn't matter. And then I even ask him this question. I said, you know, this guy's a good guy, military guy, left military school, went to the military, runs a successful company from California that's a global organization. And I said to him, I said, what if you were going to get something like the Supreme Court or president and somebody said, we're not going to let you become that. And my buddy's name is Will. And I said, they say, we're going to go back to when you were 17 years old. We're going to find out that you used to babysit, you know, like you were a caregiver, you know, watch the boys in the neighborhood because the parents would say, hey, you know, we're going to go out tonight. And as opposed to a girl, it's you. And you say, yeah, I know little Billy. Or let's say it's Ted. I know little Ted. And so, yeah, he can come hang out with me on Saturday while you guys go do some shopping or whatever. And you became known as the kid that, you know, that watched. I don't know if I'd say babysat. But let's say these boys were 5 years younger than you, 12 years old. And so you were that guy. I said, and then I, as a political operative, pardon me, said, I'm going to get this guy. So I go back. I find Ted. He's working a menial job. You know, he's got he's got issues. And I say to Ted, hey, listen, if you will say that Will molested you, I'll make sure you have a great job. I'll make sure that you have some money in a bank account that, you know, nobody can trace, et cetera, et cetera. So he says, heck yeah, I'll do it. Why not? Then I go back and find out if it's a middle class neighborhood, maybe lower middle class, I go find two other boys that are willing to vouch for it. They all know the inside of your house. They know the neighborhood. They know your folks. They know your lifestyle. They know each other. And we coordinate, but I don't let them get together, but I give them different ways of telling the story. And he says, bring it, man. You bring it. Because the truth would come out. And I looked at him. We were on the phone together. I was like, you must be crazy, Will. I said, I would ruin you. I would ruin you. First of all, I'd be accusing you of being a pedophile. These little boys would be men now, and they would say, you know, it's a terrible thing what he did to me, and, you know, I know he was doing it to other boys, and there's probably dozens more. They're just afraid to come forward, and, you know, I know it's been 30 years, but, you know, it still bothers me to this day. It's why I haven't been successful. There are lots of people that are looking for an excuse to not have success. Now, he's naive enough to believe that that can't happen. Let me tell you something, folks. You got a son, and he's hanging around younger boys or younger girls. Stop him. Stop him. You don't know what is going to be the issue. Stop these kids. You better be looking out for your son and even your daughter's futures as if, I mean, you better have a timeline like you wouldn't believe. You better be able to document every move. It's crazy. But this is the world we're in. I mean, the double standard that's being shown right now versus what was given to Clinton. And by the way, this isn't just a double standard you got to go back years for. You can look at just the double standard of how they're doing this with these congressmen that we've paid $17 million for to hide these types of activities. How about the FBI investigate those? Don't you wish you had a machine that could make Democrats deal with their duplicitous nature? Switching the players at your whim to see their reactions? I would love to have a female Supreme Court justice who's a Democrat, who's being accused of molesting young men or, you know, bringing in a bunch of girls to abuse young men. And I'd love to see how the Democrats would be reacting to that. What a fun exercise it would be watching these leftist clowns, bring Bill Clinton to today's standards. Wouldn't you like to see that? Or we simply switch the president offering Brett Kavanaugh and make it Trump's offering versus Obama's offering versus Trump's. suddenly Brett Kavanaugh would be a really cool guy. You know, he wouldn't be, well, you know, they may question is, why are you recommending this guy, Barack Obama? But he might say, well, no, he's a good guy. Trust me, we got a good one here. You wouldn't be going through this. Does anybody think George Bush, one of the most hated Republican presidents by the left, could have his current standing with us had he, you know, left his semen on the dress of a chubby intern? While I have little respect for Bush as a president, and even less for him in his recent anti-Trump shenanigans, I assure you, he would be even lower in my view of him had he pulled a slick willy on an intern. Unlike Cosby, Bill Clinton's not going to serve a day in prison for his obvious crimes. Nor will Bill Clinton face anywhere near the scrutiny of Kavanaugh for his sins, at least not in this life. The left will demand no FBI investigations into the rape allegations by Juanita Broderick. She remembers every incident, every detail of what happened to her, and she's not talking about epinephrine and norepinephrine and dopamine and all this other crap. During Hillary Clinton's second failed presidential campaign, she actually introduced her not-so-secret weapon of her husband, the former president. And it didn't help her because Bill Clinton has moved long past his ability to move a crowd. But just the idea that she saw him that way is kind of interesting to me. And America didn't, the leftist America didn't respond the way they thought that they would. And I think Bill Clinton sees the writing on the wall and says, I'm going to stay out of this. It's funny, this is a perfect time for the media to go to Bill Clinton for comment. Mr. Clinton, do you believe that you should have gone through this level of scrutiny? You know, whatever. Bill is like, I'm incommunicado. Don't talk to me. I can't imagine media is not reaching out to him. It's just unbelievable what we're watching here. But as I said earlier, it's only a matter of time before we get the truth about Ford. They just recently talked about she's not licensed. Have you guys heard this? Not licensed in the state of California. A recent search through the Department of Consumer Affairs License Bureau, which provides a state-run database of all licensed psychologists in California, produced no results for any variation of spelling on Ford's name. If Ford at one time had a license, but now it's inactive, she would legally still be allowed to call herself a psychologist, but forbidden from practicing psychology on patients until it was renewed. However, the database would have shown any past licenses granted to Ford, even if they were inactive. Ford also does not appear to have been licensed in any other states outside of California. Since graduating with a Ph.D. in educational psychology from the University of Southern California in 1996, it does not appear that Ford has spent any significant time outside the state. Married her husband in California in 2002. Completed her master's degree in California 2009, reportedly completed an internship in Hawaii, but a search of Hawaii's Board of Psychology licensing database did not turn up any results for Ford. What makes Ford's claim even more suspicious is someone affiliated with Stanford University appears to have also been aware of the potentially damning use of the word psychologist and rushed to cover for Ford. Dangerous, exclusively uncovered, an archived version of Ford's page on the school's faculty directory. On September 10th of 2015, the only archived date available, Ford's faculty page was saved to the Wayback Machine and showed her listed as a research psychologist along with her email and phone number. But now they're just calling her an affiliate. So they're scrubbing this woman's past because they know that once we start digging into it, we're going to find out some things that we don't like. I played yesterday her clip of that, her harrowing testimony of what happened when Kavanaugh supposedly tried to rape her. And I ask you, if you're a woman who's, you know, been a victim of sexual abuse, or if you know one, is that the way you testify about it? And I would venture to tell you, overwhelmingly women say no. There's going to be more to Ford that comes out. Trust me.
This is
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.